Hello and good afternoon, all my wonderful moon dancers out there. It's been a minute, hasn't it? I do apologize for not having posted something beforehand, but I've been rather busy. So this audio hopes to bring you up to date with my adventures in Florida, the Sunshine State, I believe it's called. Currently, I'm speaking to you now from sunny Ohio, a very interesting state indeed. I will have a few things to say about what's been going on there in a future podcast, and believe me, you won't believe your ears. There are some incredibly kinky people in Ohio. Anyway, for now, buses. By God, have you ever been on a bus ride? If you haven't, I would recommend the experience at least once, if only for the fact that once you've done it, you never ever want to do it again. It was horrendous. Quite entertaining, though. I mean, there's some characters hanging around bus stations. Yeah, the man who kept the man who kept talking to his hat and then got annoyed that the hat said something he obviously didn't like. A slice of American life. Yes, everybody should do it once, but I really, from now on, I'm flying. That's it. I'm just not going anywhere. And that brings me to my first point. Something I have noticed. I had assumed that public transport would be at least as good as it is in England. It's not. It's rubbish. Everything out here needs a car to access it. And I think if you don't have a car in the US, you are at a distinct disadvantage. In some cases, you may be even classed as a second-class citizen. Everything is out of town. Your roads are so bloody wide. Trying to cross the road is literally taking your hands, life in your hands. Who came up with this ridiculous rule that you can turn right on a red light even if there is someone crossing the road? Now, you're talking to someone who has spent a lifetime looking left before I cross and has to get used to looking right. I get the sign, and I'll come back to the signs in a minute, that I'm allowed to cross. I cross the road, and this bloody car cuts me up. I'm thinking, do I stop? Do I go back? What the hell do I do? And it seems like the traffic laws are almost, you make them up as you go along. Certainly, as a pedestrian, when you press the button to try and cross the road, it's almost a biblical experience. You know, the big red hand of God comes up flashing, no. And then there is the parting of the waves as the cars weave in and out of each other and allow you access to the red path. Or in the case of some lights, those that were chosen should be first, and some that were meant to be last will never show up at all, and you're not quite sure what's going on. Well, like I said, the only upside to the fact that you need a car to get anywhere in the States is that the Uber service so far has been absolutely brilliant. I can get an Uber within about 5 minutes of wherever I have been. That's something I'm not used to. And the Uber drivers are pretty good as well, I must say. They've been very entertaining. Well, now that I'm rambling on, I should get back to the itinerary, shouldn't I? Okay, I left you as I was getting on the bus, heading towards Virginia. A brief stop off in Virginia to meet another GWA friend, a very charming young lady indeed, who took me to a place called Mama J's for some comfort food. I do like my food, and this place, I had my first taste of catfish, tasted a little bit like monkfish, with collard greens and cornbread muffin and grits. Grits were a surprise. I thought they would be, well, gritty. But they weren't. They were quite smooth. All in all, extremely tasty. And we had a very pleasant evening together, talking about American life in general. And that left me with the next day heading on towards Florida. Now, I am a bit of a closet nerd, I will admit that. And when I was younger, I used to collect comics. I was a big Marvel fan. And it so happens there is a comic book store in Richmond. I was walking past with nothing to do, so I thought, on a whim, I'll go inside. There is, well, I will explain that I am a big fan of Doctor Strange. I was happy, and I thought the writing, the stories were amazing when I first read them. The artwork was incredible, and the whole concept of the idea was something that really appealed to me as a young man. And I remembered a story that I'd read, years ago. Doctor Strange ends up in this otherworldly realm that is pretty much Alice in Wonderland. Certainly that inspired the story. On a whim, I said to the fellow behind the counter, "You wouldn't happen to have this particular story?" And on the vaguest and most tenuous of details, this man then goes to work. One should never underestimate the enthusiasm or determination of a nerd on a mission. I mean, this bloke was amazing. He actually found the bloody thing. Doctor Strange number 5 from 1970, God knows what it was. And for $10, I got for a few minutes to relive some of my childhood. I still have the comic. I'm taking it home as a souvenir in my suitcase. A really good story. After that, another bus journey. Oh no, well, you don't want to hear about this one. I didn't sleep. It was a long journey, and I ended up just needing to get to the hotel. Finally arriving in Jacksonville. A rather pleasant little city, actually. I noticed that my hotel was not too far away, so I decided to walk for a little bit. It was a bit of a mistake. I was not used to the sun. I was not used to the temperature. And I was soon dragging a suitcase on my back. So I stopped off by the waterfront, by the river. And to my utter surprise, I saw dolphins in the river. I was talking to this bloke on a bicycle coming the other way, and I was going, "Have you seen? There's dolphins in the river." And he was very blasé about it. "Oh, yes, we get them all the time. Yesterday we had an alligator." It was at that point that I realised I was not in Yorkshire anymore. Following my experience with the dolphins, I settled myself in to my hotel, which was comfortable enough, I suppose, apart from the bloke next door to me who kept popping out for a cigarette every 20 minutes or so. Whenever I was there, he was always smoking and coughing. Now, there's a man who needs to give up. apart from that, though, I headed off into town to meet a friend of mine and had a very pleasant evening at one of the local restaurants before she took me to her club. The lady in question happens to be an exotic dancer, and my experience of her club was, well, I don't know how many of you have ever been to a strip club, let's call it what it is, but you walk in through the door and there are a few men sitting around the bar watching the football match on television while this poor naked girl is breaking her back doing some Olympic style pole dancing, and she was pretty good. I was taking absolutely no notice of her whatsoever. Apparently that is the thing. You get a lot of men who just go there after work to chill out. Well, I spent a great deal of time watching the locals. You know, ever seen a naked woman playing pool before? You do tend to get used to it after a while. Still, I was there to enjoy myself, and enjoy myself I did. I managed to get a private dance from the friend of mine and her friend. Oh my. They were very good. Anyway, the rest of my time in Jacksonville was really taken up with food. Crab cakes, Caesar salad, craft beers, shrimp. Oh, the craft beers. Yeah, if you are a beer drinker, don't drink any of this American rubbish. And there are some really horrible, piss-poor beers in this country. Sorry, but there are. However, there are some oases of beer-drinking paradise, and Jacksonville happens to be one of them. An awful lot of microbreweries there that produce some ales that could rival a few of those that I've tasted in the UK. So if you ever find your way down to Florida and you are a beer drinker, I would definitely suggest that you check out. There's a little place I visit quite a bit called the River City Brewing Company. They do a lovely meal there, but their beers are spectacular. Anyway, apart from that, there wasn't an awful lot more to tell. I had a Walmart experience. Yeah, everyone should have a Walmart experience, shouldn't they? And I found Bob Ross. For those of you who know him, and for those of you who don't, he's a television painter, famous for his laid-back and chill style and whispering voice. Bob Ross is a bit of a hero in some parts of the UK, and I managed to find for sale Bob Ross cereal and Bob Ross energy drink. Well, the man was so laid back, he obviously needed some energy. after my adventures in Jacksonville, I met another friend at a town called St. Augustine, or St. Augustine, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, which is the oldest town in America, apparently, founded by the Spanish before Jamestown. The colonial architecture is absolutely beautiful, and it is a lovely, picturesque little town. And I went into a shop that specializes in colonial artifacts and costumes, and, you know, reproduction materials for reenactors. The woman in there, it was like stepping into a museum. The woman there in period costume was an encyclopedia knowledge about early colonial history in the Americas. Not only that, she was an expatriate Brit as well. And not only that, but I travel all this way and I end up speaking to some other Brits who happen to be on holiday about Brexit. Again, the least said about that, the better. We wandered down the street. I managed to get I went into Aunt Matilda's Steampunk Emporium. Oh, what there is, if you are a steampunk aficionado like I am, St. Augustine in Florida is the place to be. They were having a steampunk event, which unfortunately I missed because I wasn't there long enough. I managed to get myself some gear though, which you may or may not see a photograph of. And I saw the beach. Being an Englishman living on an island and living about 20 minutes away from the coast myself, the water calls to me a great deal. I can't go long without being on a beach. And the beaches near me are not spectacular. They're good enough. But the Atlantic beach in Florida is breathtaking. I saw for the first time ever a double rainbow over the waters. And it was one of those awe and wonder moments where you just look at it and you think, my God, that is beautiful. Returning to Jacksonville, a friend of mine took me to a place called Kickbacks, which is a kind of steampunk esque industrial bar and restaurant where the walls are covered in pennies, thousands of them stuck to the walls, and apparently people try and prize them off, which so often means you find a hole. But it was quite an experience. I will put up some photographs of that and you'll see what I mean. That's where I had the heart attack in a bun. This burger that I ordered that had a donut in it as well, and well, you wait until you see the picture. That's something I still can't get over, the size of portions in this country. And if you go to an English restaurant, they'll give you a meal that will be filling. But over here, how do you get through them? You know, they're just huge. Same thing could be said for Poe's Tavern. It's a place in Jacksonville which is Edgar Allan Poe themed. So the menu comes out. They had the Telltale Heart, for example, and the Raven was on special offer. All over the wall were articles about Poe, photographs, extracts from his stories and poems. An excellent place to go. Some wonderful restaurants in Jacksonville, and well worth the visit. I think it's probably one of those cities that is off most people's radar, which is probably part of the reason why there are still some gems to be discovered. My final day in that part of the world, I got my tattoo done. And you have already seen the results. I'm quite proud of it, actually. I've been attempting to show it off. Unfortunately, I have to try and go and roll my sleeves up or get one of those vests. I swore to myself that I would never wear a vest again. I was forced to wear them as a child. But it may be something that I have to do. They are rather addictive, though, aren't they? I'm already planning my second tattoo, which I think will be another ring around my arm. Again in Elvis script, but this time The quote will read, "Not all those who wander are lost." And several million brownie points for anybody who can tell me where that quote comes from. After that was another interminably long bus drive, this time to Orlando, ready for the delights of a Harry Potter experience. But that's for another audio. Good night, America, wherever you are.